The Feast of the Transfiguration always occurs on August 6th, 40 days before the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. The Gospel of Matthew contains three pivotal moments in the life of Jesus, identifying Jesus as the Son of God. At Jesus' baptism, Matthew says that Jesus saw the heavens torn open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." This was the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. Today, at the beginning of Jesus' journey to Jerusalem and his death on the cross, we heard God as a voice from the cloud say, not to Jesus, but to Peter, James, and John, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And finally, at Jesus' death and his entry into glory, we heard a Roman centurion declare, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." The experience described in Matthew's Gospel this morning is characterized by a Latin word which we in English translate as transfiguration. However, this moment is not a transfiguration in the sense that Jesus was changed. Instead, Matthew makes it quite clear that Peter, James, and John are the ones who have changed, for they are granted a new and deeper understanding of Jesus as he is in his divinity. In today's reading from 2 Peter, we have Peter's eyewitness account of his experience of the transfiguration of Jesus, an eyewitness to Christ's majesty and the honor and glory given Jesus by his Father. "We ourselves heard his voice come from heaven," Peter declares, "while we were with him on the holy mountain. This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Unlike Peter, James, and John, Jesus has not invited us to join him on Mount Tabor on the holy mountain. But Jesus has given us a vision of his divinity as the Son of God through his church, in the sacred scriptures, and in the sacraments. Not only that, he's let us see him in his human form as one like us. Jesus has also given us a vision of his power, a power that can touch us, change us, and transform us, making us, as it did Peter, to be like a lamp that shines and brings Christ's light and love to all those living in fear and darkness. My sisters and brothers, let us open ourselves to the grace and power of Christ, the Son of God, so that we, like Peter, James, and John, may be transformed by Jesus, transformed to be instruments of Christ's healing, his peace, and his love in the lives of those around us, so that the Father may find in us a son or daughter in whom he is well pleased. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.